A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night it was a rubber match at Marlins Park between the first and second place teams in the National League East. The Nationals and Marlins, Vance Worley versus A.J. Cole. And with a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after a couple of nail-biters the last two nights, a pair of one-run games, Nats took one, the Marlins took one. There was very little suspense tonight as the Marlins beat the Nationals 7-0 in the rubber game of this three-game series. They take the series 2 games out of 3. A great way to cap a 5-2 homestand for Miami. Vance Worley, who went to spring training as a National this year, got the start for the Marlins. A.J. Cole, brought up from AAA Syracuse to make his second start of the season for the Nats. And after Worley allowed a one-out single but got a double play ball to escape the first inning, Miami came out and got a quick run against Cole in the bottom of the first. D. Gordon, leadoff walk. First of 4 times he was on base in this game. D at first, nobody out for Giancarlo Stanton.
And Stanton rifles a ball out into the gap in right center. That's in for extra bases. D is flying around second. He's waved to third. He's on his way home. He'll score standing up, flying across home plate with run number 1 on the night for the Marlins and a 1-0 first inning lead on a double by Stanton, his 74th run batted in.
As it turned out, 2 batters in, the Marlins had the only run they would need in this game. Miami won, the Nats nothing after 1. Vance Worley got on a roll. He struck out 2 in a perfect second inning, got 3 ground ball outs and a 1-2-3 third, allowed a leadoff single to Brian Goodwin in the 4th inning, but then got a fielder's choice ground ball from Howie Kendrick and a double play ball for the second time in the game from Bryce Harper. Then in the 5th inning, he struck out Ryan Zimmerman. He got Adam Lind to bounce to second. Then, with Worley rolling along, he got some defensive help from his buddy Christian Yelich.
Here's a ball hit in the air. Yelich started back, now coming in, dives, can't get it. Or did he? They say he caught it. He dove for the ball, totally stretched out, and appeared to make that catch before that ball hit the ground. What a play by Christian Yelich.
One of the best defensive plays we would see tonight, although it would not be the best. That's coming up a little bit later on. It kept it a 1-0 game in the 5th, but in the bottom of the 5th, the Marlins finally with a little bit of breathing room for Vance Worley. The inning began with a triple from D. Gordon. It was D's 2nd of 3 hits in the ball game, so D was at third base with nobody out. Stanton struck out for the first out. Then Christian Yelich helped out, this time with the bat.
Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Yelich swings, hits a high fly ball, right center, going back is Goodwin, climbing the wall, he can't get it, it's up, up and away, and a 2-run home run for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins lead 3-0 here in the 5th.
A.J. Cole then walked Marcelo Ozuna, he was racing a fielder's choice ground ball off the bat of Real Muto. Marlins had a man at first with 2 outs in the 5th inning for Derek Dietrich.
The pitch, a swing here, and the ball walloped high into the air. This is to right field. Harper looking up. It is up, up, and away into the second level of seats in right. A long, high fly ball home run for Derek Dietrich. Number 6 on the year, 2nd 2-run homer of the inning, and the Marlins have a 5-0 lead.
Meanwhile, Vance Worley continued to roll along in this ball game. Got 3 ground ball outs and a perfect 6th inning. At that point, he'd set down 8 straight. In the bottom of the 6th, Eddie Romero took over for A.J. Cole. Cole, the Nationals starter, went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits and 5 runs. Walked 4, struck out 5. Allowed those 2 home runs, Yelich and Dietrich. 97 pitches, 58 strikes. Eddie Romero out of the bullpen for the 6th. He walked the first man, Miguel Rojas. Came back to strike out Vance Worley. Then, with D. Gordon at the plate, a balk sent Rojas into scoring position. Man at second went out for D.
Holds and deals. And a ground ball base hit out into right center by D with Miguel Rojas on the move. He'll score, and the Marlins lead 6-0. A walk and a balk set that run up, and D. Gordon came through with his 3rd straight hit tonight. 6-0 Marlins here in the 6th.
2 batters later, Romero was out of the game. Matt Albers was in the game, facing Christian Yelich.
And here's a line drive by Yelich out into left center. That's going to score D. The Marlins have a 7-0 lead. The throw goes to second base as Yelich slides in safely with a double. And Gordon scores again. He scored 3 runs tonight. The Marlins have jumped all over the Washington Nationals to the tune of 7-0.
Yelich was on base four times tonight with that double, the homer, walked a couple of times, drove in three, scored a run. It was 7-0 Miami through six. Vance Worley, who hadn't gotten more than five innings in his start as a Marlin this year, pitched a 1-2-3 seventh. He had retired 11 in a row when his night finally came to an end. For Worley, seven innings of two-hit shutout ball, no walks, three strikeouts, 92 pitches, 54 strikes. He faced the minimum through seven innings. He allowed a one-out single to Howie Kendrick in the first inning, then got Bryce Harper hit into a double play. He allowed a leadoff single to Brian Goodwin in the fourth inning, and two batters later, Harper again hit into a double play. So both men who reached against Worley are raced on Harper double play balls. We went to the eighth, Marlins 7, Nationals nothing. Odrismer Despaigne pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning. So 14 straight Nationals set down. Remember, this is a team that came into Marlins Park leading the National League in virtually every single offensive category this season. But outside of the second inning last night, they were completely shut down in this series. In the ninth, Despaigne trying to preserve the shutout. He allowed a leadoff single to Wilmer Defoe, but then Jose Lobaton hit into a 4-6-3 double play. The third Nats base runner of the night, all three erased on double plays. Had Despaigne gotten Adrian Sanchez to end the game, Marlins pitchers would have faced the minimum, 27 in this one tonight, but Sanchez with a two-out single to keep the game going. But then, with Brian Goodwin at the plate, Giancarlo Stanton brought the curtain down with the defensive play of the night.
Here it comes, 1-2. A swing here and a high fly ball for Stanton down the right field line, into the corner, at the fence. Stanton leaping, and he makes the catch. A tremendous leaping catch that takes a two-run home run away from Brian Goodwin with a marvelous athletic play by Big G in right field to end the ball game. What a play. The Marlins win 7-0.
That was the fourth time in two seasons since they've lowered some of the fences here at Marlins Park. An outfielder's gone up over the wall to rob a home run. We saw Kansas City's Jerod Dyson do it to rob Christian Yelich in center field August 25th of last year. We've seen Marcelo Ozuna do it twice in left field this year, April 16th against the Mets' Wilmer Flores, and July 16th of this year against the Dodgers' Kike Hernandez. And tonight, for the first time in right field, Giancarlo Stanton went up over that lower wall, and he robs Brian Goodwin of what would have been a two-run homer. He ends the ball game in the process. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. For the Nationals, no runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They leave 1. Vance Worley, the winning pitcher, he's 1-2. A.J. Cole, the loser, 1-1. Time of the game, 2 hours, 54 minutes, in front of 17,890. For the Marlins with the win, they're 51-55. They close out this homestand with wins in 5 out of 7. They've won 9 of the last 13, and they improved to 27-28 here at Marlins Park. Meanwhile, the Nationals, with the third-best record in baseball, fall to 63-43. They are 34-21 on the road, and Miami now has won 5 out of 9 against the NL East frontrunners. Marlins are back within 12 games of first place in the division with the victory here tonight.
7 strong innings for Vance Worley last night. We caught up with a veteran right-hander afterwards. Divulge all your secrets. The biggest key to your success tonight was what?
JT called a really good game back there today. Got to give him some credit. You know, my defense behind me, they made some good plays. And, you know, obviously we put some runs on the board. It made it easy to go out there and just compete, you know, and not have to worry about being too perfect.
The last time you threw 7 innings, last July with Baltimore, but to do it tonight in a rubber match against a very good team, that's got to feel really good.
It does. It does. You know, obviously I know all the guys from being over there this spring and playing against them a lot over the years. So it's good to finally get that win under my belt as well. And, you know, it was a good team win. You know, it's a fun environment.
Before I let you go, you just seem like a very calm, cool, collected guy, whether it's in relief in the starting rotation. How do you go about it, though? You know, obviously you're back in the rotation now, but are you just a guy, hey, I got a rubber arm, I'll take the ball and I'll give you everything I got?
I wish it was that easy to say. You know, the last couple years of my career, it's been tough. I've had to adapt and learn how to do it. And, you know, I'm not a guy that's going to complain about doing any role. I want the ball, and I don't care what role it is. I want to go out and compete and help the team win. And, you know, obviously the Marlins gave me a chance this year and brought me in and got me up here. And, you know, this is a good time of the year to turn around and start getting some W's.
Heck of a job tonight. Thanks for the time, Vance.
Thank you.
A big night for Worley, an even bigger night for D. Gordon offensively. He led the charge. He paced the way for the Marlins. We caught up with the Marlins second baseman afterwards. That play we just saw to end this ball game, have you seen one like that before?
No, he sucked at it first. It's good for him to finally get one, man. That was a sick play by G right there. You know, that's just how we've been playing and, you know, playing good defense and, you know, scoring runs. I don't want to talk about myself. So Vance Worley did really good. Yelly went deep. He didn't do really good. He was excellent tonight, keeping one of the best offenses in baseball off balance. So it was a great game by him and JT back there. So it was a good game overall. Deets going deep. You know, the guys play well today.
Well, you know what? It's fun to see you guys excited. You're four back, and I know Donnie talks about it all the time. You take things day by day, but when you're playing this well, you take a peek just to see where you are. You really just try to take it day by day because it's fun to watch you guys excited playing good baseball. You take two of three from the Nats.
Day by day, man. You can't look ahead. We can't afford to look ahead. You know, the hole we put ourselves in earlier. So we can't afford that. So we just got to take it day by day.
What's it do for a ball club when Vance Worley turns in a performance like he did tonight?
Oh, man, that did a lot for us. He pitched amazing, especially after yesterday, you know, getting into our pen pretty early. So, you know, he came out and did well for us.
Always good to see you smile, D. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, sir.
So the Marlins blanked the Nationals in the rubber match last night. It's a travel day, off day today to Atlanta, to SunTrust Park, where the Marlins will open up a three-game tilt starting tomorrow night at 7:35 in Atlanta. On the mound for the Marlins on Friday, Adam Conley will be on the air at 7:05 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.